We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in Mishnayot Ma'aser Sheni, Perek He, Mishnah Tetvav, which is the final Mishnah of this Masechet. We will learn this Mishnah, and then we will go to the first Mishnah of the next Masechet. So the final Mishnah of Masechet Ma'aser Sheni, Perek He, Mishnah Tetvav, is going to list to us various Gezerot, decrees, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, in the time of Bet HaMikdash Sheni, that he made these following Gezerot. The first of which involves Vidui Ma'asot, which is the connection to our previous Mishnah. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was the Kohen Gadol after Shimon HaTzadik. This was during the early period of Bayit Sheni. Yochanan Kohen Gadol he'evir hodayot ha'ma'aser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol brought an end to the reciting of Vidui Ma'asot. You know, Ezra HaSofer, the Baal Tanura explains, he punished the Leviim for not joining him when he went up to Eretz Yisrael from Galut Bavel. He was very upset with all those who did not come up from Bavel with him to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beit HaMikdash. Many of them were Leviim, so he punished them. He decreed, Ezra HaSofer decreed, that the Ma'aser Rishon, which normally would be given to the Levi, should not be given to them, rather to the Kohanim. So therefore, it was no longer appropriate to say the Ma'aser confession, the Vidui Ma'asot, because the wording there is, V'gam netativ la-Levi, I have given the Ma'aser Rishon to the Levi, and that cannot be said anymore at that time. So now, from the time of Ezra, however, until Yochanan Kohen Gadol, which was, you know, a few decades, people were still citing the Vidui Ma'aser, right? However, Yochanan Kohen Gadol held that since the Pasuk says, I have given to the Levi, it refers specifically to Leviim, and therefore you cannot say it since it's not given to the Leviim. So that's why Yochanan Kohen Gadol he'evir hodayot ha-ma'aser. Another thing, af hu bitel et ha-me'orerim ve'et ha-nokfim. He also was mevatel, he abolished the me'orerim, the wakers. That was the practice of the Leviim in the Beit HaMikdash to say the Pasuk, Ura lama tishan Hashem. Awaken, why do you sleep, Hashem? The Leviim would stand on their platform in the Beit HaMikdash each day and they would say this Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Dalet, Ura lama tishan Hashem. Awaken, why do you sleep, Hashem? Now Yochanan put an end to this practice because obviously, there's no such a thing as Hashem being asleep. The Pasuk itself refers to the time of Galut, when Hashem seems to apparently ignore our suffering. It appears as if He's asleep. But it's not proper for the Leviim to say this Pasuk in the time of Yochanan, when the Beit HaMikdash was actually standing. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolished that custom of the Leviim to say that Pasuk. That's called Et HaMe'orerim. Ve'et HaNokfim. Hanukfim, the strikers. What does that mean? That was the practice in the Beit HaMikdash to make a cut in the head of the korban right before it was slaughtered. What they would do was, before the animal was slaughtered in the Beit HaMikdash as a korban, they would cut it between its horns, causing some blood to run into its eyes. And that would temporarily blind the calf, and it would make it easier to restrain it by the shechita. Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, abolished this practice because this wound looked like a mum, a disqualifying blemish. And so people might make the mistake to think that a blemished animal is fit for the Mizbeach. So therefore, what he did instead, Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, installed large rings in the floor of the Beit HaMikdash, which would actually hold the animal's neck in place during the Shechita. So it was Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, who brought that novel idea to the Beit HaMikdash at the time. Furthermore, Ve'ad yamav haya patish makeh b'Yerushalayim. Until his days, the hammer would bang in Yerushalayim during Chol HaMoed. That means blacksmiths would work on Chol HaMoed, and he stopped them from doing so. Although work normally is generally forbidden on Chol HaMoed, but work that is davar ha'aved, that is needed to prevent the loss, is permitted. So up until the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the blacksmiths were allowed to work on Chol HaMoed to prevent a loss. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, however, said, no, they are not allowed to work because their hammering was very noisy and it brought disrespect to the Chag. It was Avsha Milta, the Baal Tenura calls it. It caused a lot of noise and it brought about Zilzul, disrespect, to Chol HaMoed. And that's why he stopped them from doing this kind of work during Chol HaMoed. וביימיו אין אדם צריך לשאול על הדמי. And finally, the Mishnah says, and in his days, it wasn't necessary for anyone to ask whether ma'asrot had to be separated from dmai. Dmai, again, is produce that is received from Am Haaretz. It was not necessary to ask anymore, because he decreed that ma'asrot have to always be separated from such produce. Which means the Mishnah here is actually saying that the Issur Midrabbanan of eating Dmai, any produce brought from Am Haaretz, before taking off Ma'asrot, was actually enacted by this Yochanan Kohen Gadol and his Bedin. Because after investigating, he discovered that there was a significant minority of Am Haaretz that only separated Truma. They didn't separate all the other Ma'asrot. And so therefore, he made a takana that by Dmai, you have to separate the proper ma'asot. And after this takana was made, people stopped asking the Am Haaretz whether his produce, you know, was ma'asot free or not, because you're no longer allowed to believe him. You have to take off the ma'asot in any event. That's the whole Masechet Dmai that we learned. And that was something that was started by Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Hadran alach Masechet Ma'aser Sheni. הדרן הלך מסכת מעשר שני, הדרן הלך מסכת מעשר שני.